It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Happy National No Interruptions Day, as if that's possible. And happy National Bacon Day. That's totally possible. And of course, happy New Year's Eve Eve. Today is December 29th, 2023. 2024 closing in on us rapidly here. Enjoy 23 while you can. Hoping it was a good year. Definitely an interesting one for me. Interesting is putting it lightly. Eventful, I should say. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say, email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Subscribe, notifications, all that good stuff. Let's get into the birthdays. Jude Law is 50. Ted Danson is 75. He'll always be Sam Malone to me. John Voight is 84. Also on this day in history in 2022, Pele passed away at 82. All right, let's get into the news. We got Fox News right off the bat. Stowaway from Algeria found barely alive at Paris airport. There's a subtitle. Commercial airplanes often fly at 30 to 40,000 feet altitude. Yes, that's common knowledge there. It turns out when they found the gentleman, he was suffering from hypothermia. I figured it would have been a breathing problem. There's no air up there. So I don't know. I thought you typically die. Well, actually, we have a couple stories. They included a couple stories here of cases that did not go quite as well. In 2019, the body of a suspected stowaway fell hundreds of meters from a plane flying over southwest London, landing in the garden of a man's home, just missing him as he sunbathed. Oh my God, could you imagine that? In 2015, the body of a stowaway on a British Airways flight from Johannesburg to Heathrow landed on a shop in Richmond, southwest London. A second stowaway survived the 10-hour flight and was found in the undercarriage of the plane. Can you imagine riding in the wheel well? I just can't even imagine that. It must be bad in some of these third world countries, I'm telling you, to go to those extremes. Here's one from Newsmax. Another Putin ally found dead after a fall from window. Falling from windows appears to be a popular thing in Russia political circles. Here's a story from TMZ. This is sad. I'm not going to lie to you, but you can handle it. Teenage Australian surfer killed in shark attack in front of dad. This happened in South Australia in the York Peninsula. I guess there were five other attacks in that area this year alone. So, you know, you're sticking your neck out there, you know, when you go out surfing with sharks. There was a guy on the beach that paddled out to help him. And when he was out there pulling him in, that shark was circling them. So that's a hero in my book. I mean, how terrifying that must have been. He could have ended up in the same situation easily. So, yeah, Western and Southern Australia are notorious for shark attacks, and not big ones, and not small ones either, like great whites, just massive sharks that they're not the kind that just take a bite and swim off. They'll eat you. They will eat you and, yeah, consume you. Oh, this one from Newsmax. U.S. beer sales on track to hit 24-year low. Well, I believe that is a self-inflicted statistic. Yeah, it didn't have to be that way. People are, they're cool with drinking whiskey and vodka, rum, gin, wine. You don't have to have beer. Here's another one from Newsmax. Woman sues dentist after 4 root canals in single visit. And that's not it. In addition to those, 8 crowns and 20 fillings in one day. That's just absurd. That is absolutely absurd. Maybe 2 in one day. Goodness gracious. It turns out that her name's Kathleen Wilson, and it turns out that half of tooth restorations are probably going to have to be removed, and she'll have to have implants. And the doctor said that the other dentist said that she will probably have to, if she has to lose them all, this whole thing happened for absolutely nothing. All the pain and money and, yeah, suffering. So, and she's only seeking $50,000. Doesn't seem like enough to me. I don't know. I know she signed up for it. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been sitting in the chair. Not well advised is the case. Here's one from CNN. Bill to require some Chick-fil-A's to open on Sundays has sparked a cultural flashpoint. Oh my God, this is in New York. New York lawmakers are pushing for truck stop Chick-fil-A's to stay open on Sundays. You can't do that. You can't force someone to be in business. I'm sorry. Privately owned businesses can choose for themselves when they are and when they are not open for business. So, yeah, you know, this things are just out of control nowadays. Folks, that's okay, because we've got good news coming up, because that's how we roll. It's what we do for the last headline of every show. Want to send you off into the weekend in good spirits so you can celebrate with a smile on your face. But before we do that, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Subscribe. Tell your friends and family about the show. We need you all. And we have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Don't miss those. Get informed. Don't be oblivious when you're hanging out with the buds. All right, let's go. This marathon runner sacrificed a personal record to save a stranded kitten. Oh my gosh. Here's a subtitle. At mile 20. This lady's running for like, she's not in first place. But she is in her world, you know, because she's going for her personal record. At mile 20, not far to go, cat mom Sarah Bohan spotted a small fluffy kitty. She ended up not even finishing the race. I guess she tells the whole story in an article. You can go to dailypaws.com to check that out. I still need to start including these links in the description. We will get to that soon. But yeah, she didn't finish the race, and the kitten has a great home now, so all is good there. But that's awesome. Maybe she'll run that marathon again and beat her record, so all will be well and worth it. It's already worth it, but yeah, so that's good news. Not a whole lot there in that article, so that's a shorty. But folks, be safe on New Year's. Call rideshare. There's going to be checkpoints all over the place. So your chances of getting a DUI are probably 50% greater than normal. But if you practice no drinking and driving, that's not even an issue, right? So yeah, try to practice that. We will be back in 2024, which will be a Tuesday. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the new year. Hope it's a good one for everybody. Keep working hard and pressing on in your life. And until 2024, peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day. You just listened to The Lunch Show.